Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we are diving into a book that promises to make you a sharper thinker and a clearer communicator, Barbara Minto's The Pyramid Principle. Sophie, I have to ask, have you ever read a business email and just had no idea what the person was trying to say?
Sam, I'm so glad you brought that up, because that is exactly the problem this book solves. It's all about structuring your ideas so they're impossible to misunderstand. Barbara Minto was a consultant at McKinsey, and she created this framework to help people communicate in a way that mirrors how our brains actually process information.
And it all starts with this idea of a pyramid. At the top, you have your main point. That's the one thing you want people to remember. Then below that, you have your key supporting arguments. And below those, you have the facts and details that back them up.
Right. And the key is that every level summarizes the level below it. So every supporting argument directly supports the main point at the top.
It's like building a case, but you start with a verdict. You say, here's what I believe, and then you lay out the evidence. And I love that because it forces you to think before you write.
Exactly. Instead of starting with all your data and hoping a conclusion emerges, you start with the conclusion and work backward. That way, you can ask, does this piece of information actually support my point? And if it doesn't, you cut it.
And that's where the discipline comes in. It's so tempting to include every interesting fact you found, even if it's not directly relevant.
Yeah, absolutely. But Minto is ruthless about that. Every single fact has to earn its place. If it doesn't serve the argument, it goes.
It's like decluttering your writing. And there are these three rules that keep the pyramid solid. The first is that ideas at any level have to be summaries of what's below them.
And the second is that ideas within a group have to be logically ordered. You can order them chronologically, structurally, or comparatively. It just has to make sense.
And the third rule is that they have to be mutually exclusive and collectively exhaustive. MEC, which is a fancy consulting term for saying the ideas don't overlap, and they cover everything.
Right. So if you're talking about the reasons a project failed, you wouldn't say poor planning, and then we didn't set clear milestones, because those are the same thing. You want distinct categories that add up to the whole story.
Okay, that makes sense. And then there are different ways to arrange a group. You can be deductive, which is the classic major premise, minor premise, conclusion.
Which is super powerful if your logic is airtight, but it can be really easy to mess up. More often, you'll use inductive reasoning, where you group together ideas with a common theme and draw a conclusion.
Or chronological, which works well for describing a process or telling a story of what happened.
And before you even start building the pyramid, Minto says you have to define the problem. She suggests this situation complication question framework.
So you set the scene, describe the problem or change that's happened, and then ask the question that needs answering. That becomes the foundation for everything.
Yes. And this is where most communication falls apart, because people don't think clearly about the problem before they start writing.
And the process of building the pyramid actually starts with brainstorming. You capture every idea and piece of data that might be relevant. It's the one time you're encouraged to think freely.
Then you sort those ideas into logical groups, and you look for the natural structure. You start to see which ideas belong together, and a key line of reasoning emerges.
And this is where it gets counterintuitive. We're all taught to build suspense and save the punchline for the end. But Minto says, give it away immediately.
State your conclusion first, then explain why. That gives your reader a framework for understanding all the supporting details. If you give them the evidence first, they have no context, and they'll just get lost.
So this isn't just for writing reports. You can use it in presentations, meetings, even casual conversations when you need to explain something complex.
And it's based on how our brains are wired. We crave order and patterns. This structure feels natural to us, so the audience doesn't even notice it. They just think you're a really clear communicator.
That's the magic. And it makes you test your own logic, too. If you build your argument as a pyramid, you can see at a glance if a supporting point doesn't actually support the main idea.
It's like you become your own editor before anyone else gets to see it. You can catch gaps and fix structural problems before they confuse your audience.
And the book also talks about knowing your audience. You can adjust the pyramid based on who you're talking to. A technical team might want all the detailed layers, but an executive might just want the top-level conclusion.
Yes.
The pyramid is flexible, but you have to design it with the reader in mind. It's about respecting their time and making it as easy as possible for them to get your point.
And that's the thing that really stuck with me. This isn't about being a great writer or a natural speaker. It's about having a clear structure. You can have the most beautiful prose, but if your ideas are a mess, nobody will understand you.
But if your ideas are structured well, even simple language can be incredibly persuasive. That is so liberating because it means anyone can learn to do this.
You just have to unlearn some bad habits. Stop burying the lead. Stop rambling. Start with your conclusion, then your key points, then your evidence.
It's a way of thinking that takes practice. It's not a quick fix, but once you start organizing your thoughts in pyramids, it becomes second nature.
And the payoff is huge. In a world where everyone's fighting for attention, being the person who can make a complex idea clear and simple is a superpower.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, so the one takeaway I'm holding on to is that good communication is 90% structure. It's not about style or eloquence. It's about building a logical argument that mirrors how the human mind works.
I think my big takeaway is that I should stop trying to be clever and start being direct. Lead with the answer, then explain it. And if I'm not sure something is relevant, it probably isn't.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. So, whether you're writing an email or a 100-page report, think in pyramids. Be clear, be direct, and respect your reader's time. We'll see you in the next one.